da ti quantica di me in amatayan il suo uisci da rema quando nella mamma se ve la posso nega da ti quantica di me in amatayan il suo uisci da rema
Lusaka's number one, 91.3 FM.
I'm in love with the big freak.
You should know that I'm not a regular. I'm not a regular. You should know that I'm not a regular. I'm not a regular.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power. Power. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Announcement of the final results of the Kasama Mero by-election expected by noon. Ministry of Finance and National Planning says government's bold economic reform agenda between 2021 and 2025 bearing results. In international news, Burkina Faso military government dissolves 100 political parties. And in sports, Katongo eyes copper to gold as copper queens raise WAFCON standards.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Vote counting has continued in Kasama Mero by election with votes totaling currently underway at Kasama Boys Secondary School and Kasama College of Education. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has indicated that the announcement of the final results is expected by noon. ECZ Commissioner Major General Vincent Mukanda disclosed that some results from hard-to-reach polling stations will only be flown in today. This follows delayed deployment of polling staff, which led to late opening of voting in those areas, although the lost time was compensated. Kasama District has a total of 138,286 registered voters, with voter turnout projected to fall below the 50% mark, largely attributed to adverse weather conditions experienced on polling day. And United Party for National Development, UPND Media Director Mark Simoe, says the party has improved its voter trends in Northern Province in the past 5 years, and winning a seat with this kind of background will be as a result of hard work. Government has disclosed that it undertook a bold economic reform agenda to revive and stabilize the economy between 2021 and 2025. It has indicated that several commitments, including fiscal discipline, were made to achieve this, and cooperating partners such as IMF and World Bank partnered with government in support of the reform agenda. Commendable fiscal discipline has been achieved even in the face of a drought, with the deficit projected to close at less than 5% from 9% recorded in 2021, while public spending contained from 37% of gross domestic product GDP in 2020 to 28.5% of GDP in 2025. This is projected to reduce to an average of 25% over the medium term. This came to light during the 2021-2025 economic performance and 2026 budget and economic outlook town hall meeting. Chonsei Alliance presidential candidate Brian Munduvire has cautioned government against what he described as a hurried implementation of Zambia's new education curriculum, warning that the move could negatively affect learners if not reconsidered. Speaking on the matter, Mr. Munduvire said major policy reforms such as curriculum changes require a regulatory impact assessment, RIA, before implementation, a process he believes was overlooked. He explained that an RIA helps policymakers fully understand their policy strengths, weaknesses and readiness levels, while also guiding the appropriate timing for rollout. Mr. Munduvire argued that had such an assessment been conducted, it would have revealed that the education system was not prepared for the new curriculum. According to Mr. Munduvire, the rollout reflects a government eager to implement reforms without adequately consulting professionals within the public service who could have guided the process. He further questioned government's financial readiness, noting that many schools are struggling with recurrent costs and that grants meant to support schools are either insufficient or delayed.
There is need to understand these policies completely. You have what is called a regulatory impact assessment. Before implementing a new policy, you actually do what is called a regulatory impact assessment. When you've done that assessment, it will bring up the weaknesses and strengths of the new policies once implemented. It will also guide the policymakers at what point to roll out these particular policies. Had they done that with the new curriculum, I do not think that we're ready to do that. I've gone around, people have come to me to talk about issues of capacity. There are no materials, as it were. So clearly, you have a government that is in a hurry to prove a point. They pick a concept from wherever they did, and they don't run it through the mill. So these particular policies do curriculum is very dangerous, and I want to appeal to my dear brother, Douglas Yakalima, to rethink his position.
The Department of Immigration has detained 165 suspected illegal immigrants following a cleanup operation conducted in Lusaka on Thursday, January 29, 2026, with support from other defense and security wings. A total of 182 people were initially apprehended during the operation. After screening, 15 individuals, most of them Zambian nationals, were released unconditionally. Two foreign nationals, a Turkish and a Syrian, were handed over to the Anti-Terrorism Center for further investigations. The remaining 165 suspects are currently detained pending further screening and possible prosecution. According to Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka, those detained include 106 Burundians, 22 Congolese, 10 Rwandans, 3 Chinese and 3 Tanzanians. Others are 2 Egyptians, 2 Indians and 1 national each from Malawi, Somalia and Zimbabwe, while 14 individuals' nationalities are yet to be established. Meanwhile, in a related joint operation conducted in the early hours of Wednesday, January 28, 2026, the Ndola Regional Immigration Office detained 22 suspected illegal immigrants in Twapia and Deke townships. In international news, Uganda's army chief has apologized to the United States after accusing its embassy in Kampala of helping opposition leader Bobi Wine evade authorities. Posting on social media on Friday, Muhoozi Kainerugaba announced that the army was suspending all cooperation with the U.S. embassy in Kampala. But an hour later, he deleted the post and said he'd been fed with wrong information. Bobi Wine has been in hiding since the presidential election earlier this month when he lost to Kainerugaba's father, Yoweri Museveni. Museveni was re-elected to a seventh term, a result Wine called blatant theft. Last week, General Rugaba threatened to hunt down and kill Wine, boasting that his forces had killed 30 of his supporters and arrested 2,000 more since the election. Still in international